Headline, scoop. Crypto Capital Corp's Ravid Yosef is flaunting extradition in Israel. Published at 2:29 p.m., August 21, 2025. It was over 7 years ago when numerous crypto exchanges, including Bitfinex and leading Canadian exchange Quadriga CX, began to experience serious money issues. Crypto exchanges, in general, were suddenly being squeezed by their payment processor of last resort, the Panamanian shadow bank Crypto Capital Corp, and no one at the bank was answering calls. As hours turned into days, days into weeks, and weeks into months, it became clear. The people working at Crypto Capital Corp had decided to close up shop and quietly walk away with over $800 million. It wasn't long before the names of those involved with Crypto Capital Corp were public, and it turned out there were only four of them: Reginald Reggie Fowler, Ivan Manuel Molina Lee, and brother and sister duo Ozzy and Ravid Yosef. Soon, an indictment was filed in the Southern District of New York, and shortly thereafter, Fowler and Molina Lee were arrested. Fowler pled guilty and was ordered to pay almost $800 million in forfeitures and restitution and spend 75 months behind bars, though as of this month, he's hoping to reduce that sentence. Molina Lee, a Panamanian-Polish citizen, is locked up in a Polish prison. Unfinished business still sits with Oz and Ravid Yosef, who managed to escape U.S. and European custody by going on the run. Read more. Bitfinex wants restitution as victim of Crypto Capital Corp. A very public fugitive. Despite the fact that Ravid Yosef appeared to outwit U.S. and European law enforcement, she was very public with her whereabouts. The fugitive had globetrotted her way to Israel and updated her Google reviews to prove as much. She took her profile private after this came to light. However, her very public and very bold flaunting of possible U.S. legal ramifications continued. Back in 2020, Yosef put in a trademark application for Embi, a purchasable app that offered women a way to track when they were most likely to be able to conceive. However, the application fell through in 2021. All this happened while she was under indictment for bank fraud, wire fraud, and operating an unlicensed money transmitter. According to the website, the app was available for purchase through 2023. A public trail. One of the common threads in Ravid's business life is her apparent obsession with the acronym TBD to be determined. Indeed, her first U.S. business was called Love Life TBD, and the company ran a software app called Veed TBD LTD. Checking the Israeli corporate registry showed the company being assigned the Hebrew name Ambi Clinic and the English name Embi Clinic. The listed address for the company is a co-working space called Margalit Startup City in Jerusalem, and the corporate affairs for the company are in good standing and up to date as of 2025. Corporate registry info for Embi Clinic LTD aka Veed TBD LTD from the Israeli government. Read more. Bitcoin can't keep up with NASDAQ amid ongoing Iran-Israel conflict. Not only did Ravid continue to update trademark applications post-fugitive status and start up a new software app company, she also updated a Pinterest profile in 2021. Ravid used the site to find designs for decorations for a party. So now what for Ravid Yosef? While it's clear that Ravid Yosef relocated to Israel and continues to work there after being indicted in the U.S., what's less clear is what means for the U.S., Israel, Bitfinex, or Yosef herself. Catching the fugitive would be quite simple and easy for Israeli law enforcement, given that she's done very little to hide where she works and lives, but the willingness for Israeli law enforcement to apprehend a financial criminal who hasn't harmed other Israelis seems minimal. It's also important to note that her brother, Oz Yosef, has done a far better job of wiping his internet presence since the early aughts. It's unclear if he's in Israel with his sister. The extradition policy between the U.S. and Israel allows Israel to ignore requests for extradition if it's believed the extradition is politically motivated or could involve the death penalty. The Yosefs certainly don't face the death penalty for the charges they're up against, and it's unclear how or if the extradition request could be spun as politically motivated. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.